We continue, Sarah seeing the mistakes of this very human man, named Samson.
Really, Daniel, Samson is a typical man of this century, who could well live in any of our cities. Someone said that Samson's greatest strength was also his greatest weakness. His incredible physical strength from him was a gift from God, but he often used it for his own selfish purposes rather than for the good of his people from him. His second mistake was that he misused the divine gift. He used his power recklessly for personal gain.
Ephesians chapter 4 verses 11-12 lets us know that the anointing that God has placed on those he has called is not for selfish use. His spiritual gifts are to bless others. And he gave some, to be, apostles, and some, prophets, and some, evangelists, and some, pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of ministering, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Ephesians chapter 4 verses 11-12.
But Samson used the power that God had given him for his personal benefit. Because he knew that God had given him this special power that was not available to others, he kept getting into trouble and using this power every time to get out of trouble. This could not have been the purpose for which God gave him such power.
You're right. In Judges chapter 14, I cannot understand the purpose of the riddle that Samson gave in his mother-in-law's house. It was obvious that he never imagined that the 30 companions who brought the bride's parents to be with him would be able to solve the riddle. So if they couldn't solve the riddle within 7 days of the feast, what would have been the benefit of the 30 pieces of linen and 30 changes of clothing that he expected to be given?
Of course, Daniel, what use would these clothes be? What was the relevance of the riddle to the assignment God had given him?
In fact, the Philistines saw it as a device to rob them. They told his wife it was robbery, a ploy by Samson to impoverish them. On the fourth day they said to Samson's wife, "Get the answer to your husband's riddle, or we will burn down your father's house with you in it. Did you invite us to this party just to make us poor?" Judges chapter 14 verse 15. But look at how Samson drew on the power that God had given him for personal benefit to get out of the situation that brought him his unnecessary riddle when, through his wife, the solution to the riddle was discovered. Then the men of the city they said to him on the seventh day before sunset, "What is sweeter than honey? And what is stronger than a lion?" And he said to them, "If you had not plowed with my heifer, you would not have solved my riddle." Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon him mightily, and he went down to Ashkelon and killed 30 of his men, took his clothes, and gave the changes of clothes to those who had explained the riddle. So he aroused his anger and returned to his father's house. Judges chapter 14 verses 18-19.
I think we see the same abuse of divine power in Judges 16 verses 1-3. God never sent him to go with a harlot, but when he was in trouble, it was God's power that he abused to get out of trouble. Samson went to Gaza and saw a harlot there, and he went to see her. When the Gazites were told, "Samson has come here," they surrounded the place and lay in wait for him all night at the gate of the city. They were silent all night, saying, "In the morning, when the sun rises, we will kill him." And Samson lay in bed until midnight, then he got up at midnight, seized the gates of the city gate and the two gate posts, lifted them up, bar and all, put them on his shoulders, and carried them to the top of the hill that looks down. Hebron, Judges 16 verses 1-3.
That's it. Samson must have been deceived by the unprecedented power of God in his life into thinking that he could always get out of any situation no matter what kind of life he lived. Although it continued to work for him, there came a day when, in Delilah's lap, that power failed him because it had also failed God over time. Judges chapter 16 verse 20 says, "Then he awoke from his sleep and said, 'I will go out as before, at other times, and I will free myself.' But he did not know that the Lord had departed from him." Did you see that faulty mentality again? Samson was always abusing the gift of God in his life for his personal gain, even when his life directly violated the word of God that endowed him with this enormous power. You must avoid that in your life.
God's gift in your life is to bless others. 1 Cor 12:7 says, "But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the benefit of all."
The New Living Translation says, Each of us is given a spiritual gift as a means to help the whole church.
We say goodbye for today, Daniel. God bless you all, and thanks for listening.